This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. President Trump's sweeping tariffs go into effect this weekend. And as CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, some Colorado businesses say it will hurt them and their customers.
Jake Jabs has grown his furniture sales business for decades. He gets about 40% of his stock for American Furniture Warehouse from overseas and says with the size and scope of Trump's tariffs, customers will pay more. Despite the president's predictions, Jabs is skeptical furniture factories will relocate to the U.S.
Environmentally, you can't do it. All the hoops you got to jump through to get permits, it'd take you years to get it open, number one.
Labor is another issue. Trump said on social media that his tariff policies won't change and acknowledged that there might be some short-term pain for Americans. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado school districts will have to develop formal procedures to remove controversial books from their libraries under a bill that's close to passing at the state capitol. Chaz Sisk reports it's been fiercely debated.
Roots, Atlas Shrugged, Huckleberry Finn, and Animal Farm. They've all faced calls to be removed from school libraries. Often the claim is that they're inappropriate for the age level. But Denver Democrat Jennifer Bacon says the real reason is to suppress some people's opinions.
And to me, that is antithetical to the purpose of public education.
The measure making its way through the Colorado legislature directs school districts and charter operators to draft formal policies on how to challenge a book and when it should be removed. It also sets rules around who can challenge a book and how often.
This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 6:06.